Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. The main website is where you find all the interviews that we've done over the last almost 20 years, right there for your listening pleasure. You can find them all kinds of different ways: topic, by Brain Trust member, by date. So check those out, and thousands of those and thousands of articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written. You can link through to their website if you know their name. You can find them on our site by searching. You can link right through to their own website and find their books and what they've written, what they're doing, how to follow them on all the different things. We make sure you have all that access. I'm really proud of our website. It's not one of these fancy dancy new ones that I don't even like. It's the stuff. I mean, you show up and you can get access to all kinds of stuff that will help you in your small business. It's not an abusive site. It's not made for ads. A lot of these sites are made for ads. Mine aren't. It's not that we don't like ads. It's just that's not the relationship we have with our sponsors. Our sponsors want us to deliver the goods to you. They don't want us to take up your time with a bunch of stuff that's just featuring clicks. That's not the way our website works. As long as I have it, that's the way it's going to be. If that makes me old-fashioned, so be it. It's working. So, and then also The Age of the Customer, that's where you can find the new book, The Age of the Customer, and you can buy it from us. You can buy it from Amazon. I hope you'll check that out and use it to your advantage. The book will help you. And if you don't want to buy the book, you can go to you can go to my website and read about it. You can get out probably 75% of the books on the website in the form of articles. So check those out. Okay. I've got some words of caution, a little bit of a rant that I'm gonna do, but I just need you to know about this so you can be. You'll be educated about these things. For a number of years, probably close to 10 years, I've been warning you about the big behemoth tech companies, mostly the social media sites, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, even in Google. Google, so you got to call Google social media because they have all their platforms and YouTube. Don't forget that. And I've been warning you that they were never going to be on your side. They were never going to be, if anything that they do benefits you, it's purely a byproduct of their efforts. I promise you, nothing they do to benefit you is their intention in terms of, now maybe they're doing it to help you, but that's the secondary effect. The primary effect is to help them. And that's okay. They're in business. We all, a lot of people do that. But I just want you to be sure to understand that you're not primary in their thinking. You're secondary. And there are a couple of areas that I've gotten into recently that prove this. For example, as you may know, I have my own publishing company. We publish my books. We publish some other people's books. So we have a publisher's relationship with Amazon. We pay to have a publisher's site on their site. Well, recently we found out that if you wanted to buy a book from me on Amazon, you couldn't buy from me without looking really hard. You were buying from someone else who they preempted me with on my own website, on my own page that I was paying for. You know why they did that? Because it was to their advantage. Now think about this. I'm paying for my relationship with them. It's a different kind of a split. If you just decide to sell your book on Amazon, they'll let you do that. But that's not a publisher's relationship. I have a different relationship. I have more of a business relationship with them. And yet, because something was better for them, they preempted what was better for me, even though... So they basically violated our relationship. They violated the agreement that we had. And you know why? You know how they said it? How they tried to get away with it? They said, well, the computer made that decision. So we called them on it, And I went around and checked out. You know, as you know, I know a lot of authors. We called them on it. I went around and looked at a bunch of authors that I knew, and their websites were similar. Their Amazon pages were similar to ours. Theirs was, you know, they were being preempted by someone else. You weren't going to buy your book from them. You were going to buy it from a reseller, which is not right. And so that was an example of Amazon not caring, not being true to their partners, to the people who thought we could count on them. They're not going to behave in a way that's to your advantage if they can find, if it's even, and they're letting the computer, I believed them when they said they're letting the computer make that decision. So that's where the problem is. And here's another example. Google, the big guys who do all the hosting, the Gmail, and you know, you can put your domain up on Google, and Amazon's got this, Microsoft has this, you can host it with AOL, all those different companies. Those are the big guys, right? Well, they're so big that if you're a small hoster like I am, my domain has never been part of Google or Amazon or Microsoft or any of those guys. It's always been mine. They have the ability to run roughshod over you, including putting a code in there that sends your email to spam because you're not part of their world. Folks, that's a dangerous thing. That scenario is a dangerous thing, and I wanted you to know about it. This is you can do business with them, but don't trust them. Keep your eye on them. They're not on your side, the big guys, the big tech companies. They're not. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back.
Your business is now operating when...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.